This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Using plants to make plastics is an idea that's been around for a while. There's cornstarch plastic. There's soybean foam. In fact, Henry Ford produced an experimental car in 1941, and that car's exterior was soybean plastic. That's 75 years ago. Well, Ford is now looking at another plant. This one is used in another product you might know. Debbie Maleski is Ford's Senior Technical Leader for Sustainability Research. Tequila comes from the agave plant. How is Ford turning leftover agave fiber into a plastic product?
Yeah, so it's actually quite easy. After Jose Cuervo finishes shredding, smashing, and extracting the juice from the agave plant to produce tequila, they have been sending us some of the excess fiber. So this material would generally be burned in the field, either that or landfilled. And so we've been taking it, making it into very small particles to put into plastic parts for potential Ford vehicles.
What kind of parts might be made of the agave plastic?
So right now we haven't isolated our final application. We've been looking at the material properties and see where they line up with various parts. We are sort of looking at wire harnesses, underhood, HVAC units, and storage bins, even trim, because the fiber is quite pleasing aesthetic qualities when you take a look at it.
I saw a video with the Wall Street Journal you did. It is attractive. Can you kind of describe what the plastic looks like that's made of agave plastic?
Yeah, so we're using it with polypropylene, which has a sort of a translucent white color. When you put the agave fiber into the plastic, it sort of turns the whole thing a caramel color, very pleasant looking, similar to wood trim in a vehicle. And you can also see the beautiful fiber within that caramel colored plastic.
Well, that seems more prominent than just a wire harnessing someplace. I recall a story a few years ago that you were using recycled blue jeans as a material in the Focus. What other kinds of recycled materials are you using in cars these days?
We are using that material, the recycled denim and t-shirt cuttings, in many of our vehicle lines now. It makes great sound absorption insulation. We have soybeans in the seats, the seat cushions, backs, and headrests on every single North American-built vehicle that Ford makes now. 31,000 soybeans in every one of our cars. We have wheat straw bins in the Ford Flex. We have cellulose fiber from trees replacing glass fiber, which people told us we could never do, in the armrests of the Lincoln MKX. We have Knaf fiber, castor oil beans, and so the hope is that this agave fiber is the next thing that will be put in our cars.
What's the objective in using these recycled or natural materials versus the plastic that gives off that new car smell that we're used to?
Whenever you use a plant instead of petroleum, all the 400 pounds of plastics on a typical vehicle is made from petroleum. Every time we use a plant, we conserve some of that limited petroleum. I love that. But also, when you use a plant, the plant takes in carbon dioxide while it's growing. So we're actually consuming carbon dioxide, reducing our environmental footprint on the planet by using a plant. Another advantage of these natural fibers is they're lighter in weight than the materials they replace. So they even improve fuel economy.
I don't suppose there's any chance this agave plastic will make that new car smell something like a whiff of tequila.
We will meet every single odor requirement with this material, just like we do with any of our bio-based materials.
Oh, come on. I'm having fun with you now.
It is fun. If you can't tell, I'm very passionate about this work. And so our customers will never be disappointed by having a recycled or a sustainable material in their car. They can be green and not compromised.
Debbie Maleski heads up sustainability research for Ford, which is looking at ways to use agave fiber and plastics after Jose Cuervo gets what it needs from the plant to make tequila. Thanks very much.
Thank you.